Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we are learning Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. Siv Ches, we're going to talk about some laws of answering Amin. Says the Mechaber in Siv Ches, Lo Yane Amin Chatufa. One should not say an Amin Chatufa. What is that? Dahainu ki ilu ha alif nekuda bechatuf. As if the alif is vowelized with a shva. V'chein shalo yachtof v'yimaher la'anos oso kodam shiyasayim ha-mevarich. So too, yachtof from the lashon of snatch, of going too quickly. One should not say the amen before the mevarich finishes his bracha. Rather, he should wait until the bracha is finished and then say the amen. V'chein, likewise, lo yane amen ketufa. One should not say an amen that is cut off. Dahainu shemechaser kriyas hanun ve'inu motzia bepesh etaheni keres. Which means that one says the amen without fully enunciating the nun and making it recognizable. Adds the Rama, gam lo yafsik. And one should also not pause and interrupt in the middle of the word amin. V'lo ya'ane amin yesoma. The third type of amin that one should not say is an amin yesoma, literally an orphaned amin. Dahainu shuhu chayav bevracha achas. The case that we're talking about here is where one is obligated in a certain bracha. Ushliach tzibur mevarich osa. You're listening to someone else say the bracha. V'zeh eino shoma. But you don't hear the bracha. Afapi shiyodeya izo bracha mevarich ashliach tzibur. Even though you know what bracha is being said, but if you don't hear the words, me'achar shalo shema lo yane acharav amin. One should not say amin unless he hears the words. Dahava amin yesoma. That's the opinion of the mechaber. The Rama adds, v'yesh machmi. There are those who are stringent and add that even if one is not obligated in the bracha that he hears, he should not say amin unless he hears the bracha. If you don't know what bracha is being said. Because if you don't know what bracha is being said, even if you're not obligated in the bracha, saying amin would be a violation of amin yesoma. One should not wait and delay to say amin in response to the bracha. Rather, right away, when the bracha ends, you should say amin in juxtaposition to the bracha. Adds the mechaber, v'lo yane amin kitzara. The fourth type of amin that one should not say is a shortened amin. Ela aruka kitzas. Rather, he should prolong it just a little bit. Kedei sheyuchal lomar keil melech ne'eman. Such that he would be able to say the words keil melech ne'eman. V'lo yarech v'yoser midai. Shouldn't go too long. Lifi she'in kriyas hateva nishmas k'shama arech yoser midai. Because then the understanding of the word is not understood when one says it for too long. So these are the halachos of answering amin. Let's get into the Mishneh Berurah in Se'if Chaf Tes. The first amin that we said not to say was an amin chatufa. What does it mean chatufa? Bechatof perush b'shva. You shouldn't replace the kamatz under the aleph with a shva. V'hu adin shelo yomar amin b'shar nekudos. You also shouldn't replace the kamatz with other vowels. B'shuruk o becholam uchahay gavna. Ki b'chol zeh ein mashmos perusho loshon ha'amonas devarim. If you change the vowel, so then you're changing the meaning of the word, and the word no longer means that you are ratifying and verifying that which was said. Ela yikra ha'aleph b'kamatz gadol. Rather, you should say amen with a kamatz. Continues the Mishneh Berurah in Se'if Lamin Kodam Shiyasayim. One should not say Amin before the bracha finishes. Rotsa lomar sheyamtin ad sheyasayim hashatz kol ateva achrona legamri. One should wait until the Shliach Tzibur finishes the entire word. V'yash anashim shemaschid and lanos ve'od shehashatz omid adayin b'chatzi teva achrona v'zeh aser. There are some who say the Amin while the Shliach Tzibur is still in the middle of the last word. And doing so is really forbidden. They shouldn't be doing so. Lamin Aleph, Shehu Chayav. So the next Amin was the Amin Ketufa, and then the third Amin was the Amin Yesoma. Das HaMechaber, says the Mishneh Berurah in Lamin Aleph, the Davka Imrotze Lotzeis Be'iza Bracha Shehu Chayav. That the Amin Yesoma problem applies only when one is trying to be Yotze with the bracha that he hears. Kigon, Sherotze Lotze Sidei Tfilo V'Kiddush Uchai Gavna. You hear Chazar Sashatz and you haven't yet davened yourself. Or you hear Kiddush and you're not saying Kiddush yourself. So you're trying to be Yotze with the bracha that you hear. If that's the case, says the Shulchan Aruch, that you need to hear all of the words of the bracha. Avalem Eino Chayav. If you're not obligated in the bracha, because you already davened yourself, after mitzvah l'chol adam l'shma chazar sashatz, even though, yes, there is a mitzvah for everybody to hear chazar sashatz, but you're not obligated in tefillah, mikom makom ein alav chiyuv be'atzmius habracha. You don't have to say that bracha because you already said it yourself. So in that case, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you would be able to say amin even if you didn't hear the words. V'kol shekein im ha'amin hu mistam brachos da'alma. So kol shekein, if it's not part of chazar sashatz, but it's just the stam bracha that you have no connection to, so you would be able to say amin if you know the bracha that was being said, but you didn't hear the, even if you didn't hear the words. So then, moter ledasa mechaber lanos afshehu eino yodea al iza bracha hu ona. The Mishnah Berurah adds here that not only you didn't hear the words, but you don't even know the bracha that was being said. Rak sheshama la'achirim sheonim. V'harama b'haga polig v'oser afilu b'chol abrachos im eino yodea al iza bracha hu ona. So the Mishnah Berurah here is clarifying. Let me backtrack a little bit because I didn't say it exactly right. The Mishnah Berurah here is clarifying that according to the Shulchan Aruch, when you're obligated in the bracha, so then you need to hear the words, and it's not enough that you know the bracha that's being said. However, when you're not obligated in the bracha, you can say amen even if you don't know what bracha is being said. It's min hakotza el hakotza, from one end to the other, for the Shulchan Aruch, for the opinion of the Mechaber. However, the Ramah argues and says that no, in every case of a bracha, when you say amin, you always need to know what bracha is being said. That's the opinion of the Ramah. So continues the Mishnah Berurah and Lamed Beis, afal pi sheyodea, even if you know the bracha that's being said, this is talking about a case for the Mechaber where you're trying to be yotzei. So how do you know the bracha being said if you don't hear the words? Uchigon shuhu makir lefi seder habrachos o shechiser mishamoa raksof habracha. Maybe it's that you know based on the ordering of the brachos, or you heard most of the bracha, but you didn't hear the end of the bracha, so you have enough data to be able to infer the bracha that's being said, but you didn't actually hear the words of the end of the bracha. Lamed Gimel, im eino yodea vechule. So now we're getting into the opinion of the Rama, which is that you always need to know what bracha is being said. Ve'im yodea aliza bracha hu one. If you do know what bracha is being said, muter lanos bechol abrachos afilu bechazar sashatz kivon shekvar hispalo ve'inu mechuyev be'etzem abracha. So according to this opinion of the Rama, you can answer amin to all brachos as long as you know the bracha that was being said, even in chazar sashatz. Goes on the Mishnah Berurah to quote a yesh machmirim, the opinion of the Levush and the Magen Avraham in the name of the Bach. V'yesh me'achronim shemachmirin bechazaras hashatz usvir lehu demechivon detikun rabbanon sheyachzor shliach tzibur hatfila afilu kulam hispalalu. There are those who are machmir specifically during chazaras hashatz because the rabbanon established chazaras hashatz as a takana, and even for those who already davened. So therefore, ki'ilu mechuyavim ba'usa bracha karina luhu, we consider them as if they are obligated in the bracha, since the Rabbanon instituted this as a consistent obligation. Ve'in lohem lanos afilu yodea be'iza bracha kayashatz, im lo shamasiyum abracha me'ashatz gufa. One should not respond amen to the bracha of in chazar sashatz, even if he knows what bracha is being said, unless he heard the end of the bracha. How do we paskin alach lamaisa v'yash lachush lizeh lechatchila? Ideally, one should certainly hear the end of the bracha. Lizar l'shma kol bracha shmon esem mipi hashatz gufa, should hear all of the brachos. V'gam b'lav ha'chi mitzvah l'chavin l'shma berkas hashatz uchudel'el b'sevdalid. We've spoken at length about the mitzvah to hear all of chazar sashatz and to pay attention to chazar sashatz. Avol bedi avar afilu im lo shama, rak sheyoda izeh bracha m'shmon esem misayim hashatz, yane amein, kivin shukvaris pala ba'atzmo. Bedi eved, the Mishnah Berurah relies on the more lenient opinion that even in chazar sashatz, as long as one knows the bracha that's being said, so then he would say amen. So to do a quick review of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, according to the Shulchan Aruch, as we said, it's min hakotze el hakotze. When you want to be yotze with the bracha, you need to hear the bracha, you need to hear the words, not only know the bracha. However, when you're not trying to be yotze, even during chazaras hashatz, you don't even need to know what bracha is being said. You could just say amen when everybody else says amen. The Rama is more machmir in that case, and he says that whenever you're saying amen, you need to know what bracha is being said. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas achronim when it comes to the bracha, to the brachos of chazaras hashatz. There, is it sufficient that you know what bracha is being said or not? According to the machmirim, it's not sufficient. You need to hear the words. Whereas according to the mekilim, it is sufficient. And we said halacha lemaisa, so we're going to be machmir lechatchila, but mekel bidi evet. Continues the Mishnah Brura in Lamed Aleph. Miyad, one should say Amin right after he hears the end of the bracha. V'so k'dei dibur k'dibur dami. So you can say Amin as long as you're within to k'dei dibur. How long is that? V'shir to k'dei dibur hu machlokas haposkim. So there is a machlokas here. Yashomim shlosha tevos v'yashomim arba tevos. Some say three, some say four. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, quote in footnote 55, says Allah l'maitzo b'falu three. Uviyosu mizeh lo yana klal. However, if you waited for longer than the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, so then you would not say the Amin. Tahav bechlal Amin Yisoma would be considered an orphaned Amin, not connected to the bracha. Uvitzibor kaimalon. So when you're in the middle of a congregation and there are lots of people saying Amin, so as long as you are within toch kedei dibur of the majority responding Amin, so then your Amin would be fine. However, if the majority already responded Amin and you also already passed toch kedei dibur, then you should no longer respond Amin. Mishnah Brura Lamin Hei Shekila HaBracha. You have to wait until the Shliach Tzibur finishes the entirety of the bracha. If the Shliach Tzibur prolongs, he elongates the music, the singing of the Imru Amin, Yomru Hakol Amin Biyad. So that the Tzibur should say Amin immediately. You shouldn't wait for him to finish his chazanus. Ki anigon have a hefsik, because the singing is a hefsik. It's going to interrupt between the bracha and the amin. V'davka imarich harbe benigun. However, this is only if you have a real chazanah shagai. V'davka le'inin kaddish. And also it applies only to kaddish. Shekva kilo etzem habakasha achar tevas bizman kariv o achar tevas na'amirin ba'alma. Once he said bizman kariv o na'amirin ba'alma, so that's really the end of the request. So he says v'imru amin to prompt the tzibur to say amin. But if he starts, you know, going on a whole trip with v'imru amin, then you got to say it in the middle of his singing. Aval ima shliach tzibur marich b'shar bracha. When it comes to other brachos, when the Shliach Tzibur elongates the end of the bracha, lo yane amin kolz man shalosim esetzem ativa shel habracha. So then you have to wait until he says the end of the bracha, until he finishes all of the words in order to say amin. Finishes off the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ches, Sif Katan Lamed Vav, amin kitzara b'nei shenira shadome alav kemasa. Why should you not rush through the word amin? Because you're going to make it seem like it's a burden to you. Elek kadesha yucha v'chule, rather he should prolong it as long as so to be able to say Kael Melech Naaman, Kizehu Peirusho Shal Amin. Kael Melech Naaman is really the meaning of the word Amin. You're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trustworthy, and Amin is also the acronym for Kael Melech Naaman. Therefore, the amount of time that it takes to say Amin should equal the amount of time that it would take to say Kael Melech Naaman. Have a wonderful day.